So when I am looking at an MRI to figure out if a new patient has multiple sclerosis, I am looking at those four specific areas of the brain to see if this patient meets the diagnostic criteria. So the first one I look for, juxtacortical. This literally means next to the cortex. Remember in our last video, we went over the gray matter being the ribbon on the outside of the brain. The white matter is deeper in the brain. And again, on the T2 flare, it's opposite, so the gray matter looks lighter. And as we can scroll, you see right here, this lesion is juxtacortical. It is right abutting that cortex. And then let's see, we have a few higher up as well. These are right next to the cortex. These are juxtacortical lesions. And then we have a bunch of periventricular lesions. These are touching the ventricle, okay? Like technically, this one, not periventricular. This would be what we call subcortical. It is within the deep white matter. It is under the cortex, which is the gray matter. So it's subcortical. All right. And then as we scroll down, the third area we look for lesions is called infratentorial. That is the brainstem and cerebellum. So that is the bottom and back of the brain. And is this person has a lesion in their pons? They have several lesions in their cerebellum. This person also has infratentorial lesions. Then the final location is the spinal cord. And we reviewed a little bit of that imaging the other day. I can go through that in another video. So, in this MRI, I would say this person very typically it has very typical MS lesions. They're large, they're ovoid in shape, they're in the right locations, and this is a pretty typical MRI for somebody who has a moderate to high lesion burden in their brain.